We commend the country's commitment to the further advancement of human rights, which it clearly demonstrated between the two UPR cycles. Examples of this include increased funding for the functioning of the Ombudsman's Office and its designation as a national body for the prevention of torture. Measures taken to combat violence against children, including legal reforms that criminalize the acts of physical, psychological, and any other type of violence against children, and strategic and policy measures for gender equality and non-discrimination, as well as amended legislation on prevention and protection from violence against women and domestic violence, as significant steps in addressing gender-based violence. We also welcome North Macedonia's focus on strengthening the independence of the judiciary, the fight against corruption, the rights of vulnerable people, especially women, children, people with disabilities, and the continuous harmonization of national legislation with international human rights standards. Montenegro recommends to North Macedonia, one, to bring the Ombudsman's Office fully into compliance with the Paris principles, taking into consideration the recommendations of the Global Alliance of National Human Rights Institutions, and two, to amend the law on equal opportunities for women and men to ensure its compliance with the principle of equality and non-discrimination in all areas covered by the Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women. We wish North Macedonia a very successful outcome of the review. Thank you.
Thank you. I give the floor to Nepal.
Mr. Vice President, Nepal welcomes